Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. And that question is related to the days that we are currently in. As you know, we are currently commemorating the martyrdom of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. And in these days, we remember the events that led up to her death, as well as her tragic martyrdom, as well as the events that followed it. So here on behalf of The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our listeners condolences on this very sad, these sad days. The question we want to pose today with respect to this topic is, how was the Prophet's love for his daughter? And to what extent did he respect her and honor her and love her? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated about that holy person. In one beautiful hadith, the following has been narrated. This hadith is found in the famous Book of Traditions, Hadith Biharul Anwar of Allama Majlisi, Volume 43, page 83. This hadith has been narrated from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. He says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَرَادَ السَّفَرْ سَلَّمَ عَلَى مَنْ أَرَادَ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he wanted to go on a trip, he would pay homage and farewell to every person in his household. Then the last person who he would bid farewell to was his daughter Fatima. What is more, he would begin his journey and his travel from the house of the Lady Fatima. Finally, when he would return from his journey and trip, before doing anything, he would go straight to the Lady Fatima, Salamullah Alayha's house. So he would begin his journey and trip from there, and he would end it there. Before going home, he would go to see his daughter. This indicates the great love that he had for her. In another beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said this, Inna Fatimata minni wa hiya nuru ayni. Fatima is from me, and she is the light of my eyes. Wa samaratu fuadi, she is the fruit of my heart. These are all Arabic expressions that the Arabs used to indicate that this person loved this person. What hurts her hurts me, and what makes her happy and pleases me. Right? And we know that the pleasure of the Prophet and his happiness is not a personal. It's because God is pleased with this person. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the love of the Holy Prophet for the Lady Fatima, Salamullah alayhim. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio, with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.